The Kansas City Chiefs took two big swings at shoring up their defense Thursday night, trading up three spots in the NFL draft to pick up LSU cornerback Mansoor Delane, sixth overall, and then using the number 29 pick on Clemson defensive tackle Peter Woods. The Chiefs sent the ninth selection to Cleveland, along with number 74 and number 148, to move up and ensure they got the cornerback they wanted in Delane, who should help fill the void created by the trade of Trent McDuffie to the Rams. As expected, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza was the first pick going to the Las Vegas Raiders. Kansas City Chief Assistant Coach Dave Merritt was charged Thursday with misdemeanor domestic battery after a complaint was filed by the district attorney in Johnson County, Kansas, accusing him of causing bodily harm to his daughter. The 54-year-old Merritt spent several years playing linebacker in the NFL before becoming one of the best defensive back coaches in the league. He's been with the Chiefs since 2019, including his time with the Giants. He's helped teams win five Super Bowls. The all-time tackle leader in Kansas City Chief history will see his name rightfully placed among the franchise's greats. The Chiefs announced Thursday morning that Derek Johnson, who played 13 years for the Red and Gold, was named an All-Pro linebacker twice, will be inducted into the team's Hall of Fame. Zach Stewart belted the go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth inning to lift number 24 Arkansas to a 5-4 series opening win over Missouri Thursday night at Taylor Stadium. The Hogs and Tigers play again today. Also today, Arkansas State will host Louisiana. Missouri State is at Louisiana Tech. College softball, Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies softball team split a doubleheader on Thursday at Metropolitan Community College, winning the first game 15-1, then losing the second game 10-9. Today, Arkansas will host Missouri. Missouri State is at UTEP. High school softball on Thursday, Thayer Lady Bobcats seniors made their final home appearance one to remember, powering Thayer to a dominant 15-0 win over the Liberty Lady Eagles on Senior Day at the Hugh Wheeler Baseball and Softball Complex. Other games, it was Alton over Couch 18-3, Salem, Missouri beat Mountain Grove 13-1, Bakersfield a winner over Winona 12-2, Izzard County a shutout Marshall 15-0. Layla Penland pitched a no-hitter for the Lady Cougars in that game. Salem, Arkansas gets a win as they beat Flippin 21-0. Norfolk over Ozark Mountain 20-2. Pocahontas lost to Gosnell 10-1. Walnut Ridge beat Paragould 2-1. Highland lost to Brooklyn 17-0. Kays City beat Yellville Summit 18-0. Batesville lost to Concord 6-5. And Hoxie lost to Ball Knob 14-1. Now, there are games on the schedule today, weather permitting. Couch at Maynard, Willow Springs will host Winona, Dora at Viola, Mountain Grove will host Plato, Gainesville will host Conway, Donovan's at East Carter, Ava will host Licking, Mountain Home at home with Van Buren, Arkansas, Pocahontas host Hoxie, and Sloan Hendricks at Cedar Ridge. High school baseball yesterday, Thayer loses to Ava 13-3, Liberty beat Salem, Missouri 10-9, Gainesville a winner over Stratford 8-4, Plato defeated Summersville 18-6. Van Buren defeated Puxico 7-5. Ellington beat Winona 6-3. Norfolk defeated Deer 7-0. Izzard County lost to Marshall 10-0. Highland lost to Brooklyn 5-4. Viola defeated Lead Hill 13-3. Sloan Hendricks beat Concord 8-7. Today, weather permitting, Liberty will host Naylor. Kabul is at home with Fordland. Willow Springs at Bakersfield. Salem, Arkansas will host Izzard County. Hoxie's at Bay. Norfolk will host Lead Hill. High school tennis today, boys, Willow Springs at home with Marshfield, weather permitting. High school boys soccer today, weather permitting. Cave City's at Buffalo Island Central. Mountain Home will host Van Buren, Arkansas. And Batesville is at Valley View. High school girls soccer today, weather permitting. Mountain Home plays host to Van Buren, Arkansas. The Ozark Family Rodeo is set for Saturday night at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Saddle Club Arena. The rodeo starts at 7 o'clock. Admission is $6 for adults. 5 and under will be admitted free. Lyon College men's basketball standout Jim Haney has been inducted into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Haney was inducted alongside other players, coaches, and individuals who have made an impact on Arkansas sports. Haney was a member of the then Arkansas College Scots men's basketball team that won the Arkansas Intercollegiate Conference Tournament Championship in 1968 under head coach R.C. Dick Winningham. He earned numerous accolades from 64 to 68, including three first-team All-AIC selections, and received the AIC Sportsmanship Award three consecutive years. Haney is a former head coach for the Salem High School Greyhounds, where he played high school basketball, and for the Highland Rebels. Again, congratulations to Jim Haney on his induction into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson with the Ecom Sports Network.